If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
Let us talk farming right now. And I'm glad to be joined by news correspondent Rachel Donovan. Rachel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran.
Good to talk to you today. Can you tell me about the minister killing the cow exit plan there? Because he's ruled out introducing any scheme, has he?
He has, Fran. So basically, this was a recommended scheme that I suppose was plodding along in the background for a year and a half now. At this stage, it was recommended by the Food Vision Dairy Group. And essentially, what it was a voluntary scheme where farmers could voluntarily sign up to it to either exit dairy production or reduce the number of cows that they're milking. So, as I said, it was voluntary. There was at the time when it was recommended, which was November 2022, there was a lot of interest in it. A lot of farmers have been waiting on tenderhooks since to see if a scheme of such a scheme was going to be announced. You know, farmers who maybe were a certain age and were maybe ready to get out of dairy production or just weren't in it anymore. They were kind of waiting for the scheme to be announced. But just to give a flavour of what was recommended and the kind of compensation and money recommended, which farmers are always keen to hear about, basically, if you were a dairy farmer and you wanted to fully exit dairy production, what was being recommended was €590 per cow per year. So that was, over the 3 years of the scheme, was €1,770 a cow. And those herds that reduced cow numbers but still stayed in production, it was recommended that they were paid €970 a cow per year, which was just under €3,000 over the 3 years of the scheme. And I suppose the report at the time, that in November 2022, said that the reason farmers who were just reducing cow numbers were getting more money per cow was because they still had those overhead or fixed costs in place, that they would still remain. But it's been a long time wondering. At every opportunity we got, we asked the minister what was the story, and he always said he was considering the scheme. He never took it off the table, but I suppose eventually, and now later than I suppose we would have liked, and definitely farmers would have liked, he has finally said, after a year and a half of this sitting on his desk, he has said that it's not in the pipeline anymore, that there are certain budgetary constraints involved with setting up such a scheme, and that it's just not off the table. Now, he has said that by taking it off the table, it will provide more clarity for farmers, I suppose, to go on and to expand or carry out succession, pass it on to the next generation. But I suppose, we've seen a lot of dairy clearance sales in the market recently.
Yeah.
Will and as I said, there wasn't definitely an appetite there from certain farmers when it was mooted or when it was recommended that year. I remember going to the market here and meeting both Nina and Ross Gray and asking dairy farmers, would you have been interested in the scheme? And they said, absolutely. With the fear of losing the derogation coming down the line, definitely the reduction scheme would have been a factor. A lot of farmers just aren't, they don't want to have to give €550 an acre for ground to rent land to be able to stay within the, I suppose, the rules of the derogation. Yeah. So definitely there was appetite there for it, Fran, and I suppose it came a bit later than a lot of farmers would have liked.
And speaking of derogation, will you just explain that to me? Because we're going to be the only EU member state to continue to seek derogation after 2026, Rachel. Is that it?
Yeah, so that's right, Fran. Basically, we understand that Denmark will not be applying for an extension to its derogation. So once this one expires, so that means that Ireland will be the only EU member state to seek a derogation from 2026 onwards. And I suppose this is the European Commission decision, and it all boils down to our water quality and how that fares out over the next year or so. But really, what co-ops, Lakeland Dairy said it during the week, they're putting a lot of pressure on the minister to roll out a plan to see what exactly is the roadmap, what are the steps he has taken to ensure that Ireland retains this derogation, which I suppose we operate in a very different scenario, Fran, than other European countries. We're a grass-based system. We graze grass, we produce milk on the back of that. And the derogation is very, very important to us because it is a unique situation compared to every other country. So I suppose a lot hinges on this derogation and whether it stays or not. And I know, obviously, this cow reduction scheme was a big thing for a lot of farmers, but the derogation really is the big thing here. And clarity around that, and I suppose as Lakeland Dairies looks for a plan. A lot of co-ops have been looking for the same thing. A plan would provide a bit more clarity for farmers who, as I said, do you get rid of cows? Do you rent land at 550 euros an acre? And it's very hard. Competition for land, especially in Tipperary, as you well know, is very for tough sure. at the minute. Yeah.
And speaking of co-ops, a lean year for the dairy co-ops, indeed. What does that mean for the future, do you think, Rachel?
Yeah, well, actually, in the short term, Fran, we our dairy editor, Aidan Brennan, from Thurles, he sat down with the CEO of Lakeland Dairy this week, and he was saying that milk price in the short term, as I said, is looking good. So what ways co-ops are situated financially, I suppose. What farmers want to know right now is what way milk price will be. And Kerry and Lakeland Dairy were out with prices this week, and they have all increased by a cent per litre. So in that term, in that sense, I suppose, in the short term, it's good news for farmers, as we have on page 3 there as well. We've got good weather coming next week, so you'd be hoping that farmers will be able to get cows out to grass. Obviously, at the minute, for farmers, the big cost there, overhead costs, are feed costs, because they're pumping feed into cows because they just can't get out, they can't get at the grass, and course, they're trying to keep their production up. And as we see, milk volumes are down. They're expected to be down by 6.7% in Europe by 2025, and that's overall milk supply. We've seen it down by 10% already this year. The milk supply really is dropping, which in the outlook for milk prices would rise on the back of that. But it is worrying to see milk supply dropping by such levels.
And is it a case now that, you know, if the industry knew then what it knows now, that so much money would not have been invested in capacity since the end of the quotas there, Rachel? Is it a case of that at the moment?
Yeah, so, Fran, a lot of co-ops have obviously made huge investments in stainless steel, and that means essentially that they built more capacity to process more milk, and now they're seeing dairy supply fall off a cliff, really, you know, and that stainless steel is still there and it's still being paid for, and there's just not enough milk to come in and pay it off. So it's a huge issue for a lot of co-ops there, and they really are struggling, as much as farmers, I suppose, like to give out about them and give out about the prices they're paying for milk. There was, I suppose, a lot of investments made there on the back of farmers increasing cow numbers, farmers upping production, you know, getting more efficient. And I suppose, as I said, the milk just isn't there to pay for the stainless steel.
Of course, interesting, isn't it? It's something comes up on the programme here all the time, people who want to build in rural Ireland. But there's a new report there which is discouraging one-off rural housing again. What's that all about, Rachel?
Yeah, so this essentially has meant that planning permission for one-off houses has fallen because of a government report on transport that recommends discouraging one-off houses. And that's now open for a public consultation. So announcing the opening of the public consultation for the report this week, the Department of Transport said that the draft strategy aims to manage and reduce congestion. So it's around congestion there, Fran, and I suppose one to definitely follow and see how that public consultation goes.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting. I can only imagine how it's going to go. There will be a lot of very angry people indeed. Wicklow has the highest percentage of herds with TB, Rachel.
It does. It does, Fran. And I suppose a lot of farmers might be aware of this. You're definitely aware of this if you're farming in Wicklow. But in West Wicklow particularly, it's shocking. There are shocking figures there around TB rates. And last year in 2023, one in five farmers in West Wicklow went down with TB, so it really are huge huge numbers of TB there, and a huge hotspot. East Wicklow is followed next, and Dublin after that. But Cork had 8% of herds go down with TB last year, and both Meath and Leash had just less than 8% of herds locked up with TB. It's an ongoing issue. The costs being spent on trying to eradicate the disease are going up and up, but it just doesn't seem to be working, and the TB eradication program that we have in place is obviously often criticised by farmers, and it costs a lot of money, and there's a lot of TB testing goes on every year, and some farmers have to TB test twice a year now if they're in a certain hotspot. So it's a huge issue for farmers, and it's a huge concern.
I see our next door neighbours, Kilkenny, 7% of herds in Kilkenny. Any figure for Tipperary to hand, Rachel?
Yes, there is a map there, Fran, and it shows all the different counties.
Right.
Tip 5.63%, or Tip South 5.63%, and Tip North 6.36%. So really not far behind.
Yeah, it's considerable enough, isn't it, for sure?
Yeah.
Rachel,
they're one of the higher ones.
Always good to talk. By the way, any bit of sort of, we're looking at a pretty decent weekend of weather. Your colleagues in the farming business, you must be all delighted with that, will you be?
Yeah, definitely.
Trying to make up for last time.
Exactly. And, you know, tillage farmers are really at a standstill. And I spoke to a number of tillage farmers this week, and the end of April, 1st of May, really is their cut-off point. If they don't get work done over the next week, it's kind of lights out for them, and quite concerning, really. Fran, I spoke to a number of farmers in South Tip and even Wexford, Waterford, who have been hit with a lot more rain than we have in Tip. Just talk to them there about the rainfall levels they've got. But hopefully now there's farmers out in fields, there's lots of work being done, as long as that can stay being done. And we hope to see cows out to grass as well, and fertiliser being spread and the likes. All of those jobs that were put on hold while the rains had fallen.
All right, Rachel, always good to talk to you, and thanks for your time today. Thank you. Bye bye to you now. And that's Rachel from the Farmers Journal.
Tip Today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. Your Peugeot car or van might benefit from a free software upgrade. For more information and to find out if this applies to your vehicle, call the lads in Slattery's Garage, puck on 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.